So the epistle for the second Sunday of Lent is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Brethren, we pray and beseech you in the Lord Jesus that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so also you would walk that you may abound the more. For you know what precepts I have given to you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles that know not God, and that no man overreach nor circumvent his brother in business, because the Lord is the avenger of all things, as we have told you before and have testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto sanctification in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 17. At that time Jesus, taken unto him Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and he was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then Peter answering said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And as he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and lo, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And the disciples hearing fell upon their face and were very much afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said to them, Arise and fear not. And they lifting up their eyes saw no one but only Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, till the Son of Man be risen from the dead. Please be seated. God has called you unto sanctification. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, at today's Mass, we see the Lenten message continuing. Last Sunday, we talked about, obviously, the need of the grace of God and trying to work with that grace through the fasting, through the penances that we can take on. Because one, we see the example that our Lord gave to us with overcoming the temptations the devil tried to assail him with. And just this idea of the same thing for us, the temptations, the trials that we will undergo, these difficulties that we will have, God sometimes permits us to undergo them. Temptations are a trial. They're not a sin unless we give in to them. And so therefore, when God permits us to undergo different temptations, it can be a mean to test us, to try us, to see if we are willing to serve him above all things. And so the second Sunday then brings out the encouragement that is given to us. The encouragement of obviously seeing our Lord transfigured before his apostles. He took Peter, James, and John. But it also shows to us then the goal, the end of our lives. And it helps us to understand that, to see that. That through the trials, through the difficulties, through the struggles that we have, that it will also bring us to life everlasting. And so that is why then when we look at these first two Sundays, yes, we're given the example of our Lord in the temptations. Because that is a means for us also that when we have to undergo trials and temptations, that's a means that God has given to us to sanctify our soul. And so from that, then when we finally look at today and we see the end results, it is encouragement that the church gives to us. To help us early on in our Lenten sacrifices and our Lenten penances, to try to reach that goal, life everlasting. And so for the apostle, it was also an encouragement for them. They maybe didn't realize it at the time, but when they were shown the transfiguration, it was to help them then when they would go undergo and see our Lord's passion. That encouragement that was given to them. And so the same thing can be said for us. The same thing for us, it is an encouragement to see. And so that is why when we look at the epistle of St. Paul, he reminds us of the fact of what God is calling us to. God calls us to sanctification. God asks from us, God calls from us to try to work out our salvation because we are called to being sanctified in grace. And so it's important for us to see that. Because St. Paul says, we pray and beseech thee how you ought to walk and to please God. So he's reminding us of what we are called to. He's reminding us of what God is asking from all of us. And so, yes, it's early on in Lent, but it's also as a means to sanctify us, to help us, to see why God is doing this. It is his will. It is his will that we all be sanctified. It is his will that all of us make it to heaven. That is the will of God, and so therefore, with it being the will of God, he will give us the graces necessary to help us to obtain that. And that is, or should be, a great encouragement to all of us. That just as the transformation of our souls need to take place here below, that is what is reminded of us in the epistle, that therefore then that will help to lead us to then our transformation in glory, which is what is to come in heaven. And that is how we must try to live our lives. And I think, you know, some of the different means that we can try to understand that is just accepting them, the trials and crosses. Having us to accept those things as they come and seeing that they do come from the hand of God. And trying to guide us in showing that God knows why he permits all certain things. God, when he gives us the different trials or permits us to undergo temptations, it is a means to sanctify our soul. I mean, that is why we can truly say that God never gives us any more than we can handle. Sometimes it is hard to understand that at the time that we're suffering that, but otherwise it would go against what it says in sacred scripture. Specifically, it says that in sacred scripture about temptations, that God will never permit us to undergo more than we can handle. But then also from the idea that if God is willing our sanctification, that would go against it then. Because God would never permit us to be tempted more or tried more than what we can handle. And so then when we're looking at the overall picture of things, yes, how are we transformed in grace? It is by accepting the trials, the crosses, by working with the graces of God. And that was one of the things that also then to try to see last Sunday. You know, when the temptations come, well, yes, we turn to Almighty God. We turn to the graces, the sacraments that we receive. And that is why, yes, there is encouragement then to try to take advantage of what is given to you, especially maybe in this time period of Lent, because of how many graces are offered to your souls, whether it is through the benedictions, the extra masses, the sacraments that you can receive, whether a good confession, Holy Communion, or stations of the cross, all these different things to help us to meditate, to think about what our Lord has suffered for all of us. And again, that brings it back to the point of all that God has done for us. What he has given to us, what he has done for us, in order for us then to get to heaven. One, by just sending his son to suffer his passion and his death on the cross. I mean, that is a true sign of the love of God. It is also then a means for us then to see this transformation that is necessary for all of us in order to get to heaven. So try to understand that, try to grasp that. It is something to meditate upon during these times. To meditate upon, yes, the gospel of today's Mass. Now, thinking about the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was using it as a means to show his apostles that he was divine, that he was truly Almighty God. And also an encouragement for them to understand, okay, well, you're going to witness my passion, but not to be scandalized in that, not to be afraid. He was trying to help them to see that. And as I say, it can also be a great encouragement for all of us then to understand that, to be encouraged by that, to take these necessary opportunities to look at that and understand what God is trying to do for our soul. And as I say, just from the fact of looking at the temptations, the trials that maybe we have to undergo, as long as we're not bringing them upon ourselves, especially with the temptations, as long as we're not putting ourselves in occasions of sin, God may permit us to undergo temptations because it's a means for us to sanctify our soul. It's a test, it's a trial, just as in school. We're given tests and we're given trials to try to see, okay, well, can we pass these tests? The same thing for us in the spiritual life. The same thing for us to try to understand from that. So truly let us pray for these graces then. You know, we look at our Lord as the model for that. We looked at him last Sunday because of the temptations that he underwent and overcame. We also look to him as truly this model for us, doing the will of God. Even when it's difficult, we see with his passion that our Lord said, if this chalice can pass, let it pass. the human will, but then the divine will of accepting then of what God was asking from him, because he realized it was for all of us to be redeemed. And so therefore, you know, let us take this opportunity of the trials and the sufferings that we have to undergo to unite that with our Lord Jesus Christ, to unite that especially at this time period of Lent. Is a perfect opportunity for us to unite ourselves with our Lord, Christ crucified. And I think the encouragement that we all have to have is just looking at the cross itself. And by looking at the cross, we see what our Lord has suffered for all of us. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.